One of my go-to karaoke songs is Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. It's right in my range. The Japanese people seemed to love it when I went over there and did it. It's not one that they often hear, but it's the mariachi kind of sounding trumpets that come in that let you know right away that's what this song is about. Right? Sometimes things like that cue you in and you know how to follow the rest of it. Right? Hear the trumpets, you know, I fell into a burning ring of fire. Right? I'm not going to sing it because we have copyright issues, possibly. But this passage and what Jesus talks about, loving one another, that feels like one of those topics, one of those phrases that should kind of lead us down the path of knowing what is coming next. But quite honestly, the topic of love and the topic of loving one another and all those related items seems to be something that we have talked about over and over to the point where it doesn't always bring clarity, it just brings kind of this set of words that we just use and sometimes don't dig into. This passage compared with and set aside the passage in Acts, I think, is one of the most revolutionary passages in the Bible. Now, a couple of things. First of all, I follow the Revised Common Lectionary, which means that they set up many years ago. There's a series of passages that go for every week. And you have different times of the year in those passages. So you'll have an Old Testament, you'll have Psalms, you'll have Gospel and the Epistles. And so you have all those. And there's three cycles of the year. So we're actually in year C or A. I know when I look it up, but I just can't remember right now. I think it's C. But we're in year C. And so these passages that come together are passages out of that Revised Lectionary. So that's why they're pulled together. And oftentimes they will find passages that relate to one another. So I see in this whole thing, because it's such a big topic and there's so many scripture passages that in verses that kind of connect with each other, it could be a very complicated kind of what sermon, and so I'm going to try to simplify it and not make it too long because we have to experience God outside of this building today too. I'm going to take inspiration from the hit musical Clue that's being played out in Lancaster, and I want to break it down into three acts. Act 1, C-I-E. When I went to seminary, my Bible professor came into class and walked up to the chalkboard, or there was a chalkboard, and wrote in giant letters, C.I.E. And he said, if you don't learn anything else from me, remember this, context is everything, especially when it comes to the scriptures. Context is everything. Now, I don't know how often you've done this, but it might be good if you want to pull the Bible out of that back of the hymnal there in front of you, and you're like, ooh, we haven't done that before. 763, page 763 is the is the passage from John. And I just want to show you something. We're not going to go into great detail with this, but I just want to show you something in way of context. Because in this passage, Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Now, sometimes people have taken that passage and said, well, look, that points to Jesus being on the cross and sacrifice. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say, love one another as I will love you. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. So what does that mean? So if you look on page 763, and over there on the right, you will see the passage that we just read today. On the left part of that page, at the very top, you'll see chapter 13, and the title is called Jesus Washes His Disciples' Feet. Jesus saying, love one another as I have loved you, is in the context of him having just washed their feet. John is the only book of the Gospels that doesn't have the Last Supper in it, or the Lord's Supper, the breaking of the bread and wine, but he does have the washing of the feet, which the others don't. I find John fascinating, and I love John's Gospel. John's that guy that a group of people will see something happening, they'll talk to one another about it, right? And then John will say, yeah, but did you see? And will point out things that nobody else saw, right? That's John. And that's what he does here. And so when you see this passage that Jesus says we should love one another as I have loved you, I think he's pointing back to the foot washing as a parable. Because in that day and time, only servants would wash people's feet. They'd wear sandals and the roads were dirty and people throw their trash and waste out on the streets and people would walk through. So when you came in, it was part of the hospitality, but just part of hygiene to have people's feet washed. And since there were no servants there, Jesus took on that role and washed their feet. I think Jesus was saying, with me, there are no servants. There is no higher and lower. There's no profane. There's just us. That's a remarkable thing to think about. Act 2. Did Peter learn the lesson? Well, on page 779, we see the story about Peter. And so Peter is taking a nap and has this dream, and the sheet comes down with what had been up to that point identified as unclean animals. The Old Testament identified certain animals that they weren't allowed to eat. And the sheet came down, and Peter heard a voice and said, get up, kill, and eat. And of course, Peter said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to disobey the law. And so then the voice says, what God has made clean, you shall not call profane. And it happens over and over again. And somewhere in that dream, right after that, some people come and they want Peter to go into a house that before that dream had happened, Peter would have seen as an unclean house, as a profane house with unclean people. And Peter got it. Can't help but think that Peter thought back, and even if he didn't think about it, it was inside of him having that experience of Jesus washing his feet, and then fast forward weeks, months ahead, and them coming, and Peter deciding at that moment that the church would make this great leap forward. Act 3. The question for us. What would it look like if we fully embraced and learned this full lesson today? From Jesus taking on the role of the servant and thereby saying, there's no better, there's no worse, there's just us, we're all the same, and you are my friends. To Peter having that experience in real life and seeing how it changed how he understood church would work. What is and what would it look like and what will it look like if we just let this lesson that there is no better, there's no profane people, there's no better people. When we step into this community, we act different than the rest of the world. That our clothing that we wear doesn't matter. That how much we can put into the offering plate doesn't matter. That how much education or how much travel or how many things we have doesn't matter. When we gather as a community, it's just the friends of Jesus. What a profound effect that could have if we actually let it sink in. There's a story of a man that came into a church one day, and he came down the middle of the aisle, and he looked pretty bad, and smelled pretty bad, and hadn't been in that church before, and was kind of loud and talking to himself. Came down the middle of the aisle and then sat down in the middle of the aisle. And shortly after that, Bob, who had been a deacon in the church for 40 years, got up, and people thought, well, Bob will take care of it. And so Bob walks up the aisle, gets to the man, and then he sits down next to him. And that's where he has church. What does it mean to love one another as Jesus loved us? What does it mean to be ready as our still-speaking God lays out before us a new path and a new direction and a way to greater live out God's love for one another? And what will that mean for us? As we spend these days in our life looking out and seeing things pop out of the ground, as things grow, as we watch the grass turn green and grow so much that we wish that actually it might not grow as much, so we might not have to mow it as often, as we see all these things happen, this is also the season when we recognize the growth of the church. And a significant part of that growth was when they realized that we're all the friends of Jesus. What an amazing thing to think about. Jesus calls us friends and everyone else.